The Workshop Downtown Podcast with
Ashley Ayala
and Kelly Bennett. This is a weekly podcast for people seeking to build a cool brand, business, lifestyle, and impact. Each week, we'll talk shop about the real behind the scenes of being a small business owner. We'll also talk to local change makers, interview people we adore, and just share about things that we dig. Hey everyone, welcome back to the podcast. We are stoked today. We're in the tiny house of Minimal Markets, tiny shop at Ferguson's downtown with our producer, her awesome boyfriend, Ashley, myself, and we have a really solid topic that Ashley and I have been discussing behind the scenes of just running a small business, having launches, having a life, living a life, having, Ashley has a family, like, how do you work through marketing fatigue?
It's hard.
Yeah.
And Ashley, I think, too, we both, this is, like, something that, as a small business owner, freelancer, if you're listening, you know what we're talking about.
Yes.
Because unless social media marketing, I guess, is your freelance job, and maybe, too, you get sick of it. But for me, I know, I get totally burned out on it sometimes.
And it's, I think it's just marketing in general, even though, like, I have a degree in marketing, I do a lot of marketing, like, as my gig, but sometimes when you have launch after launch after launch, or if you're continually selling something, or selling items in your store, your shop, online, offline, it could sometimes just be exhausting to keep posting stuff, talking about it. Whenever you see someone, they ask about it, but you always feel like this, like, you gotta sell it, but you don't want to be that person, and you just get fatigued, like, you just get run down by it.
And it's mental. It's just, like, your mental capacity is, like, dwindling.
Yeah.
That's how I feel.
Same. And you get, like, just, like, this brain fog, you're like, screw it, whatever, and, like, you kind of lose that drive and that oomph to sell your products, and you have to sell in order to stay in business. Like, sales is essentially what makes you a business, right? Like, that exchange of commerce and a good product or service. But then after a while, it could get really exhausting.
Yeah.
You feel it, Ashley?
I do. I've been in it recently, yes. Guys.
Same. And so we're going to share some things that we've experimented with, we've tried out, we've tested, of how to get out of that marketing fatigue. Ashley, you want to kick it off?
Yeah. So I told Kelly before we started, I was like, I really think I'm going to be repeating myself, so sorry. But
it's okay.
For me, I think with all things, I just take a break. Mm-hmm. Like, a couple weeks ago, probably 3 weeks ago, and up until, I mean, I really, even still, I've just been dealing with so much personal stuff that it's been hard for me to even want to get online and do stories and be, you know, all hyped up about stuff that I'm doing with my business, because it's honestly not in the forefront of my mind right now. It's kind of just, like, personal stuff is coming first, and I don't want to share everything online. So for me, it's kind of also finding a boundary of, okay, how can I continue to have a presence online and be marketing and doing that kind of thing, but also realize that if I'm feeling burned out, it's okay for me to take a day or two off, you know, of the marketing side of it and just focus on my own wellness, what's going on in my personal life, kind of dealing with those things so that I'm not just posting things just to post or just having a, you know.
And I think people can sense that when they feel like you're just kind of doing something to stay out there. I think people, just in my own experience, resonate more when you're being honest, like, hey, need to unplug for mental wellness.
Yeah.
I think people respect that more, and I've seen a lot more people online who I follow be really honest about that, because I think it could be really deceptive of, because of even how the algorithms work, that you always see people's posts, like people that you follow the most, and you're like, damn it, how are they always doing their thing and sharing and selling and da-da-da-da-da? Like, how are they doing this? How is it even, like, humanly possible? So I'm glad that we're starting more of this conversation of, like, it's okay to unplug. It's okay to take a rest. It's okay to not be in sales mode all the time. And I think people respect that more and resonate with that more.
Definitely. And I think it's just about that communication piece of communicating with your audience. If you are selling a product or service, you know, hey guys, I'm going to be taking a week of downtime. Like, you know, kind of like we've talked about before with emails and putting on an email responder saying, you know, give me a couple days or whatever to let people know that you're not on all the time. Because I think it's totally necessary to be clear about that as your own boss, to let people know who want to work with you or who are potential clients or who are current clients that, hey, like, I'm here for you, but I need to take a step back just so you know where I am. Because I know I hate the expectation of being plugged in all the time. I don't like having to feel like it actually causes me anxiety, feeling like I have to text people back and email back and do all this stuff, you know, every single day. It usually, every few days, I force myself to kind of catch up on all of that stuff. And then I go back to, like, okay, I can breathe. Like, I can respond to things, you know, that are urgent, but put off the other stuff that isn't, you know, doesn't need to be done today, right now.
I think just getting into your, like, reclaiming your own freedom and why you started your own business and why you are a freelancer, it's a lot to do with the lifestyle. Like, you don't have to be in an office from 9 to 5 and be on your phone all the time. But there's also that shadow side of, like, if you want a freelancer life, if you want to have a life that most people don't have access to, like, you are going to work a lot more. Mm-hmm. But I think it's, like, how you channel that or, like, how you focus your energy. So maybe you're not spreading yourself, like, working 7 days a week, but maybe you work 4 really solid days. Mm-hmm. But then you're also having that downtime where you're thinking of new ideas, where you're going out, where maybe you're exploring a new city. Like, stuff that recharges you.
Right. And that's kind of how, too, I think just, and that's not, didn't really even happen on purpose. It did once I realized I was going to be a mom. But now I work 3 days a week for, like, 6 to 8 hours and literally pack my day, like, this. Like, every hour is planned. And then the other days I'm off with my daughter and I'll be posting, you know, on Instagram or posting things on Facebook when she's napping, but it's not, it takes the pressure off of feeling like every second I need to be on. It gives me that allowance of, like, okay, well, can that wait until Monday, Thursday, Friday? Those are my work days. Can it wait to one of those days for me to complete that task?
I love that. That's my goal.
Yeah.
Even just having baby poodles, but,
like, yeah, but I mean, and it's not perfect. Goal. There are still some days where the entire day I'm like, oh, I'm so behind on stuff, or something ran over and didn't fit in my timeline on one of my work days. So then on my off day, I'm making up for that, and I'm making it up in 10-minute chunks of time, because that's all I can get throughout the day, you know? So, and it's hard when you, you know, want to have a life outside of, like, work, you know, to set those things. And I'm still learning. It's a constant process. But one other thing, too, I want to mention is hire help if you need it. It's okay. Like, I have a friend who is, like, an expert in email marketing. And I've been talking to her about, like, hey, that's not one of my strengths. Can you help me out with this?
Ooh,
you know?
That would be so good.
Yeah, because I just know that's not one of my strengths, but I want to keep people updated with things that I'm doing or the way things have changed or upcoming events. I have a pop-up coming up at the end of September, so just
Where?
Those little things. West Elm and Henderson.
Yes.
Yeah, so it's a memorial show, basically, with 58 local vendors. Yeah, and each vendor is paying a small fee to be there, and then that's going to go back into a donation fund for, I believe it's for counseling services for people who were involved in the Route 91 shooting and are dealing with PTSD and things like that. Yeah, so that'll be my kind of kickoff pop-up back into fall season.
And you took a break.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I took a break from pop-ups, and I feel so good about it. No regrets there. I didn't make money off of products.
You were experiencing, I would say, marketing fatigue, right? Because whenever you did a pop-up, that's, like, in-person marketing.
Mm-hmm.
You were feeling fatigued by it, and you took a break.
Mm-hmm.
And now you're coming back with fresh energy. You're excited about it.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's brilliant.
Yeah.
Good job, Ashley.
Thank you.
Good job. So, on my list, I have number one is finding your why again. So, this is something that, even with, like, the restaurant, like, always posting about pop-ups and the things, a lot of the promotions are things that we've been doing from the beginning. So you kind of get, like, fatigued of, like, talking about the same thing again. So something that I've been doing with myself is going back to the why. Like, why is this brand in business? Why is it impactful? Why does it matter? Like, why does the success of this brand really matter? And, yeah. And going back to that, and that helps me get out of the fatigue of just thinking about marketing. But it's like, no, like, we're on a mission. Like, it's bigger than selling this chicken and waffles today. Like, it goes into a bigger impact. So if you're like Ashley and I, who have social impact businesses and work with social impact clients and projects, like, that's at the root of everything that we do. So I think going back to that really truly helps. Sometimes I even just write in my journal, like, why does this matter? What is the impact it's making? And just journaling about it and then seeing it on paper, sometimes I read it out loud to myself, which if my neighbors come by, they just hear me talking to myself often. I'm not crazy. It's part of my methodology. And I read it out loud. I say it out loud. And it just helps me get back into the groove. Like, okay, cool, I got it. And often, too, when I'm doing that, like, I'll get dressed. And like, okay, I'm a creative director. These are my clients. These are my projects. These are my brands. And, like, I get dressed and, like, write in my journal because I am a professional and this is the mission that we're on. So that helps. Number two is something that I'm doing, and I was asking Ashley if she wanted to partake in it before the podcast started rolling, is challenge yourself to a new creative aspect of the business, right? So for Vegination Henderson, we're working on growing that location. So I was thinking, well, wouldn't it be cute if we had like a conscious kids shop similar to the shop we do, but like all kids? And I was asking Ashley if she wanted to be there. Do I have you on record of saying yes? Yes. Awesome.
Be there.
Great. And it will probably, I'm thinking like end of October. And for me, just thinking of a new cool thing that we've never done gives me inspiration again. And it gives me confidence because it's a lot of people we already work with, but it's a new aspect of a lot of people's businesses with the kids angle. And to be honest, like, marketing to kids or kids things isn't really my wheelhouse, but I have all these awesome friends and people that I work with who that's their thing and they are experts in it. So I just have to, like, get out of my own bread. I'm looking at a loaf of bread, guys. We got a loaf of sourdough from Desert Bread. It's halfway done. We killed half of it before we started. Bread is on my mind. Okay, so brands. Maybe I'll have bread at the event. That was a sign. And just finding a new creative thing that gets you excited. And not, like, something that feels heavy, like you have to do it. But something exciting that you look forward to creating. Number three, similar to Ashley, like, take a break, refresh. I did that last week. I actually got really sick. Really, it was more fatigue and, like, stress that made me sick, but I really couldn't get out of bed. And then I was hopping on a flight to Philadelphia for a wedding to see my family and my cousin. And just walking through a little cobblestone street in Philadelphia to this random vegan coffee shop, I got inspiration again, and I had fun, and I had my phone off, and I was just enjoying eating a cinnamon roll that was the size of my head, literally, and it was amazing, and I just ate that freaking cinnamon roll, and I drank coffee, and I was like, okay, I got this, you know, we're back, and just seeing how they were marketing, and seeing, like, the collateral they had at the front, and how they set up their menu, and how they set up their display. I'm a nerd. Whenever I go into businesses, that's what I look at first, and that really helped me. So even coming back, I feel more refreshed, and like, okay, I got this. And then the last part is, again, having those conversations, letting people know where you're at, let them see what you're working on. So I'm working on a new communication email to the internal leadership team at the restaurant, so that everyone can see where I'm at, what are we working on, and just better communicating what I'm doing that's not just in my brain, but, like, communicating with others so everyone can follow along. So I don't have that anxiety of like, oh, people don't know what I'm doing, or maybe they don't know what I'm doing, and just kind of being in this weird loop. So that's something I'm starting tomorrow. And I'm very excited about that.
That is exciting.
Yeah. And if you need any inspiration or insight, ideas on having the hard conversations, listen to our other podcasts. We have a whole episode on having hard conversations, which has been the most callback episode I feel like we've had so far.
I had to utilize some of my advice. Some of what we talked, some of our own advice this last week. It was
seemed great. Same. Yeah, I was like, oh my, I have to listen to our own podcast
to remember
to have the guts. It's a good one.
Yeah,
it's a good one. So I think that's probably will go down in history as one of our most popular because so many people could resonate with that.
Oh yeah, because it's not just business; it's life. Having hard conversations is awkward and hard and.
Especially when you're, like, a sensitive soul and, like, care.
Yeah, and you feel like, oh, no, this person's gonna hate me if I say this, or I'm gonna feel, yeah, yeah.
It's for sensitive people.
Yeah.
Like ourselves. That podcast is for you. How do you feel now?
After the conversation? I feel so good about it. I was so scared. I almost didn't have the conversation, and honestly, it would have cost me $1,400 if I didn't have this conversation.
What?
Yeah. But I was like, no, I need to, like, I was like, I need to say something. And luckily, too, I went around some friends and I asked for their feedback. I said, this thing happened, like, it's kind of awkward, I don't want to bring attention to it. And they were like, no, like, you have to, like, you have to. There was a lot of money involved. There were expectations that weren't met. Like, that's a conversation you need to have because as you, being a business owner, you would want someone to bring things to your attention.
I think I know what you're talking about.
Yes. That maybe weren't up to it was about a brand experience with a brand. And
yes.
Just not feeling fulfilled in that, not feeling valued as a customer, and then bringing it to their attention. And they were really great about it, and they felt terrible, which I would too, but it seemed genuine to me, whereas before I was like, I don't know how genuine it's gonna, you know, like, I don't know what can even be done at this point. And it was a really awkward conversation. I totally had trouble sleeping the night before because I was like, oh,
was
I just
it on
hate.
The phone?
Yeah, which to me is worse. I'd rather well, actually, no, I guess phone is my best case scenario.
Really?
Because online you can't read tone, an email or text message. In person, they can see if you're, like, getting really uncomfortable and not making eye contact, which is totally me when I'm having an uncomfortable conversation. But over the phone, I can be looking over my notes of things I want to make sure that I'm bringing to the attention of the person that I'm talking to. So, for
good
me,
for
I don't
you.
Know. That's, yeah.
Good for you.
It worked well.
I'm proud of you.
Thank you.
Because now I know what you're talking about, and, yeah, that was not a cheap thing.
Yeah.
That you did. And if you weren't happy with it, I'm so proud of you for speaking up.
Thank you.
You're welcome. You're welcome. Good for you.
And I have, and after that too, I think because of the response, I feel even better about the company that I'm working with and like everything that they're about too because of the way that they responded. It wasn't
awesome.
Like I was fearing that it would be something that, you know, was not going to turn out well for me. So it's good.
Good for you.
Yeah.
Awesome. So I hope these tips helped. If you're feeling a bit fatigued about your next launch or during a launch or just maintaining your business or growing your business, because listen to the episode after this. We're going to be talking about the season that we're going into. It's going to be a lot of sales. So take a break, regroup, follow through with our tips. Let us know how it's going because we're getting into the busy, busy season.
Yes.
Yeah.
Ending the dead summer here in Vegas. Thank
Over
goodness.
It. Over it. All right, guys. We'll see you on the next episode.
Bye.